Well, if you're a regular listener to the Sunday Supplement, you will know that our local historian Chris Robinson pops in every month, and he's here. Chris, welcome aboard. Nice to see you.
Hi there, Tim.
Now, we've been back very great distances when we've chatted.
Yeah.
We've been back hundreds of years, but I don't think we've ever only gone back 40, but we're going to talk about the 70s this morning.
Well, yeah, 45 if you go back to 1970.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, it's just amazing where the time's gone, and any generation, you know, that the era that they grew up in is the era that probably means the most to them, whether it's music, whether it's film, anything just about. But I, you know, the older you get, the more that something that was 40 years ago seems like 5 minutes ago.
Absolutely. And of course, when you talk about the 70s, well, there's a lot more evidence of what went on. If you're talking about 15th century, we're putting the sort of clues together, but there is actually quite a bit of film still in existence, as it were, and that's what we're going to talk about, isn't it?
Yeah, because we're putting together a film on the 1970s, and we just thought, well, there were so many events that people had the cine camera came in the 50s, but people were starting to get hold of more and more cine material in the 60s and 70s, and we just thought, well, some of the events that happened in Plymouth, that when the Tour de France came here, first time it had ever left mainland Europe, and that was quite an event.
What year would that have been?
1970, I think it was.
Okay. Yeah. And of course, another huge event for those old enough to remember would have been the Queen's Silver Jubilee, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 1977.
When we all had street parties.
And the Queen came to Plymouth.
Yeah.
She was here. So that somebody might have gone out with a little camera to have a look at that. The Drake Circus, not the Mall, but the new Drake Circus was built in the early 70s,
right?
Which long gone now, but had C&A and all sorts of wonderful shops that we don't actually have anymore, funnily
yeah,
enough. The Magistrates Court was built in 1978. We had transatlantic yacht races happening out of Mill Bay. The frigate complex, which is in the dockyard, the three big hangars were all constructed around that same era. Brittany Ferries first started plying their trade with Spain and France into Plymouth that year. The Carousnelle was the first boat in with a load of vegetables, I think it was. No, I don't think it was passengers even. Argyle had some heydays, you know, the Mariner Rafferty years, and also they made the semi-final of the League Cup, played Manchester City, and only just lost that encounter. So never been to Wembley.
No,
well,
close,
I'd never been to Wembley in a cup final. Of course, it was a playoff final.
Playoff final,
they did.
And I see Bryman Airways on your list as well.
Yeah, Bryman Airways. Wrigley's arrived at the start of the decade. The underpass that's long gone, that's been filled in now. All these things that happened 5 minutes ago, and some of them, there's no trace.
So what we're looking for is anybody who might have any old film. It's going to be cine film, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah. I think video came in at the very end of the 70s, so I'm trying to recall. But, yeah, Argyle Santos, that home park was absolutely rammed to see Pelé.
Yeah, now, we've talked about this before, because wasn't there some question as to whether they would go out on the pitch until some money was coughed up?
Brown envelope with about five grand,
which was subsequently returned years later, apparently.
So I understand, yeah. But, there were all sorts of stories like that. But the College of Further Education, the Art College, were both built in the 70s. So it was quite a dynamic decade. People think of the rebuild of Plymouth as happening really in the post-war period, 50s, early 60s. But there was still a lot of work going on in the 70s.
So if anyone does have any video or cine footage of any of these things, or anything else that they may think of that we haven't touched on, what would you like them to do?
Get in touch. Shop on the Barbican's the easiest way. Or chris@chrisrobinson.co.uk is the easy email.
Okay.
But we've been in New Street on the Barbican since the 70s.
There you go.
Since 1978.
Yeah. And I mean, I dare say in the course of this, you'll turn up things that you hadn't anticipated as well. That always happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, and a lot of people take just maybe wedding videos or going around the house because the video camera is new or the cine camera is new. And they take stuff that's just redolent of the 70s. You know, it might be... I know Long John Baldry came down here for a wedding in the 70s, and I've seen a fantastic photograph of him, and they're all wearing these enormous flares and platforms.
Yeah. And, of course, you will have gone from the sort of, you know, the spillover of the 60s groups to the punk era as well.
Oh, the Sex Pistols were down here a couple of times. In fact, I interviewed them in the Holiday Inn. just along the road here.
Very cool.
And it was a priceless. I was a young, you know, arrogant sociology student, and they were young, arrogant pop musicians that weren't brilliant, but actually, when you put what they had together as energy, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
And I did this 40-minute interview with them that subsequently got stolen and disappeared.
What a shame. That would have been... Mind you, I doubt if we would have been able to play it anyway.
There was a lot of words that wouldn't have passed, but then that's what gave them notoriety in the first place
on
the Bill Grundy Show.
Well, there you are, Chris. Lovely to see you, as always, and let's hope we dig up lots of footage of the 70s.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thanks, Tim.